The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. Rayshon Blyden here. Well, Democrats, I should say Republicans, and tag along Democrats, because they just have to tag along. They just don't want to be left out. Are going to visit the prisoners from the January 6th debacle. Democrats and Republicans plan to visit prison where January 6th defendants are being held. This story should really anger anyone. It doesn't matter if you're on the left or the right, because the way how these prisoners are being treated and with the abuse and all that's going on. Well, let's just read the story. Republican House Oversight Committee members plan to take a field trip to a Washington, D.C. jail where several January 6th defendants are being held. Led by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, the visit will focus on the conditions of those jailed, which Greene claims to be reports of abuse. What is this poll? Should the U.S. deport illegal immigrants? Is that a question? That must be rhetorical. Of course they should. The defendants being held before their trial are not allowed to see their families, many times are not allowed to see their attorneys. Let's stop right there. How in the blue moon are these... Is this legal? You're being denied to see your own attorney who's representing you to get you out of there? And they're not allowed to see their families either. It seems to me that they are being treated very hostilely. They're in a hostile situation. They're being treated horribly. It's against the law. How can you not be able to see your attorney? This should be a lawsuit and a half. This is unacceptable in America. This is not a third country where you denied access from your family and you're denied access from your attorney. This is ridiculous. What kind of attorney is this? You should be fighting to get these people out of there and fighting to see your client. And the food has been a major complaint. There have been complaints of it tasting like cleaner. So obviously they're trying to poison them. This is sick. Along with the 14 Republicans expected to join the tour, two very progressive Democrats will also tag along, cut through Republicans' attempts to whitewash the dangerous realities of January 6th. Again, I'm a Christian. I gotta watch myself here. Let's continue reading before I blow a fuse here. Representative Jasmine Crockett and Robert Garcia insisted on not mistaking their presence during the visit as support for Green's effort, but instead to ensure that the truth is told and not another revisionist alternative reality. Crockett and Garcia will cut through the Republicans' attempts to whitewash the dangerous realities of January 6th. What is the realities, you fool? Tucker Carlson clearly had a great piece on that. A spokesperson for House Oversight Democrats said, the tour is nothing more than a Speaker McCarthy making good on his promise to give control of the committee to extreme Republican voices. Earlier, so who's got the voice of your party? Idiots like you? Like Alexandria Cortez. Isn't she an extreme left wacko who lies? The party's been given to her too, on your side, you fool. Earlier this week, Representative James Comer told reporters the House would try and see what it looks like inside the prison. Green and Comer sent D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser a letter demanding documents and communications regarding January 6 detainees' complaints. As of March 13, at least 20 of the January 6 defendants are being held in D.C. correctional facilities. As a result, Comer and Green have made it a top priority to expose the inhumane treatment the defendants are reportedly receiving. Eyewitnesses' accounts of conditions at the D.C. jail facilities, particularly regarding the treatment of January 6 detainees, paint a picture of despair, hopelessness, and severe abuse of justice. No prisoner in the United States should be treated in this fashion, Green and Comer wrote in their letter. The committee is concerned about reports that January 6 detainees are facing a unique form of mistreatment due to their politics and belief, representing potential several human rights abuses. The tour comes as House Republicans are paving the way to release the findings of their own January 6 investigation, which can go as soon as next week. So there you go. I hope that nothing happened to these prisoners before then, because Democrats are evil. Evil are Democrats. Democrats are evil. Evil are Democrats. My opinion, I have to keep telling you this, Democrats suck.
Political corruption is of the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're Come on, people, let's go.